skip it.
Mm.
Skip this section. I've hit the buttons, but we'll wait for our cue.
Oh, oh God.
Oh, the drink's over there.
I think the more noises that you make when you go from prone sitting position, it's just been increasing as the years.
Me?
Months pass. Everyone around me. God, everyone that I talk to.
I feel like I've gotten so old in the last, 3 months.
I need to read Getting Things Done again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've become afraid of OmniFocus.
Mm.
I fear it now.
Because you have so many overdue tasks.
Every first of the month is so hard. Because do you ever just toss stuff into the next month? You're just like, I'm going to worry about this in October. And so I just label it. You just
hit plus 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a...
You know, these cheap-ass pop filters.
Every time, man. This one's perfectly fine. You got this one.
Yeah, that one stayed true.
Nady, your MPF 6.
Your shitty $10 pop filters. You know, if I sprang for the $12 one, we wouldn't have this problem.
It is the loose noodles. You are the ramen noodle of pop filters.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
It's... It can rest on it.
Stop it. There it is.
Jesus.
Nope. This is good enough.
Why can't you do it the way mine is?
Because yours is, I don't know. That's what I was trying to do.
Okay, well, no, don't do something that just because I didn't understand. It's obviously not working.
If I tighten this nut. Oh, God.
This is the worst.
This is the worst. It's not even because I had a drink.
Ah, back to drinking. It is Saturday.
There it is. That's good enough.
Yeah, man.
I'm far enough away. I'm not going to pop my peas.
Did you see that YouTube video of that daughter beatboxing against her father?
No.
You didn't see that? It was popular when it was floating around.
No.
Okay.
Is it adorable?
It's real good. Well, no, it's less adorable. More like, watch this daughter roast her dad at beatboxing. And really, I don't think she did that much better. They're both just good.
Oh.
But you got to pick sides for a story to work.
Yeah. And how old is this girl?
They both look like in their 30s. It's weird. You know how brown people are.
Oh, yeah. Black don't crack. And also, you just persistently look 28 or something.
Yeah, exactly. I have been not getting ID'd lately.
Yeah.
Down with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though that means you're getting old and you look it?
Just 7 years into being of age, you know?
Yeah.
Get excited. I mean, I don't know. To me, it's an indicator. I see the person make the judgment call. It's like it's on their face. Like if I'm going to ask them for their ID,
mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you clearly need this.
Mm-hmm. I still get carded, not because I think people just do it.
Oh, just out of habit.
Yeah, just out of habit. They just say, screw it.
You got a little baby face going.
I do have a little baby face. Baby face. Especially when I shave.
Joshua.
Hey, man. It's been a while.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're matching.
Yeah.
Just going to put that up top.
Yeah, we got the same shirt on.
We're in the same t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Which, thank you for that, by the way. You bought it for me.
I did buy it for you.
It's a Sounds of the World.
Worldwide future.
Worldwide sounds. Beats one.
I'm starting it off the top. Beats one.
How you been?
Good.
What's the story? Got a lot of stuff.
I have stuff.
I mean, I'm looking at this box over here.
Which box?
You know what box I'm looking at.
Oh, the iPhone box. Yeah. That's my old one's in there. I'm going to take it back to AT&T.
Right. take that piece of shit, that trashy,
that year old piece of shit,
bougie, your ghetto iPhone 6.
Yeah, I traded it in for the younger, hotter, sexier. Are you smoother?
Are you using the Apple thing to do it, or are you going another route?
I do it through AT&T.
Oh, AT&T does it.
Yeah, everyone does it now. So I just do it to them.
And is it worth it, or
what? The phone or the
trade in?
Yeah,
because you can get like several hundred dollars for that.
Yeah, but I also didn't pay. I paid
several hundred dollars for
it. I paid. Let's see. Let's just do some math.
Please look into your receipts.
I think I paid like $350 for it.
That's several hundred.
It is $700. So get but it I paid. Back. But I paid for it over the course of 12 months.
This used. I feel like I didn't have to.
I didn't have to pay $200 up front or $700 up front, whatever. Because
so do you feel as though you didn't pay for it then?
No, I feel like it was free.
Okay, I get that. I
can, because it was just built into my. It's built into my AT&T bill. It's
part of your bill.
Yeah, and then I changed plans just before where my plan change saved me $40.
Yeah.
So when I added the next, it was like even. So I never had a moment of saving money. It was just the same phone bill for the last several years.
Yeah, and this is what they hope. This is like this. You and I mean myself as well, and probably everyone is like, this has just become a life bill now.
Yeah, it is. It's like a student loan. It's like. Yeah.
This is the tax for your text messages.
Yeah.
It's just a...
Yeah.
You can just count on it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm using the new phone. How 3D Touch.
Oh, damn.
I got some fun things to show you. Is your
finger going inside of the device?
Yeah. Deep.
Yeah.
I do, honestly, I feel like I'm breaking the phone every time I use 3D Touch. Because I, you know, you never really press down on the old phone, right? And now mm-hmm. I'm like... putting force mm-hmm. into the screen, and yep. I feel like I'm going to snap in half because I'm such a strong man.
You got those dancer's fingers. Is that the phrase? Is that what they
dancer's call them? Fingers?
You know, just long, big thumbs.
Oh yeah, I got big.
you can just handle a dancing partner. Is all I'm saying.
If I knew how to dance, I might be able to handle a dancing partner.
Josh, I saw you mm-hmm. when we got these T-shirts. Mm-hmm. You were dancing that night.
We were dancing.
We were dancing that night.
We were dancing. We were very sweaty up front.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Joe K. I'm cool with you, man.
Yeah, man. Good people. How are you doing? You're recently back from Deutschland.
I went on a trip.
You went on a, well, not on a trip. You went on a business trip. You went on a man's. A man, you wore a suit and tie.
We definitely have to address the fact that it was not a vacation.
Yeah, you didn't just like, I went to Amsterdam to hang out.
Yeah, right.
You went to work.
I did. I was lucky enough to be sent off to hang out with the counterpart of what I do in the Santa Barbara office over in Hilversum, mm-hmm. which is probably what you could call like a suburb of Amsterdam. I don't know really how they address the plots.
Yeah.
Because I said suburb and someone said, no, it's not. I'm like, well, it's 20 minutes away and it's a large enough area.
Yeah.
I think that they just didn't know what suburb was.
Maybe. But I mean, Santa Barbara is not like a suburb of LA.
Yeah. No, but I guess Ventura is right? And it's like 20 miles south of that. It's definitely its own. I don't think Santa Barbara is. It's just out of that.
Yeah, I guess it's a little far. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, you wouldn't really even say Culver City is a suburb of Los Angeles.
No, it's a neighborhood.
It is in
Los Angeles.
But it's also a city.
It's
Culver City. It's in the name.
It is in the name.
But I had an awesome time getting up every morning and
riding. As opposed to not getting up in the morning.
As opposed to, okay, waking up with purpose uh-huh. is completely different than waking up without an agenda.
Right.
I essentially transplanted my life for 2 weeks. That's what I did.
Yeah.
So I would ride in to, like, you know, I'd take the train and just pass by all the amazing shit that I've never seen before.
Right.
It was the saddest, like, looking out of the window, like, I'm not having fun necessarily.
Right.
I mean, I definitely getting to know different people that were working for the same company across the world.
Right.
Is pretty cool because you're like, oh, you guys are doing this. And you're like, we're on the same team, but I've never seen any of you.
Yeah. I've seen your name on emails.
So many name to email satisfaction loops.
Yeah.
You know what that feels
like? Yeah. It's like, that's what you look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Richard. It's almost as if they're not familiar until you actually meet them and call them out.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to hang for a bit on the weekend. So
that's good.
Yeah. I had an uncle.
Yeah.
That.
And you had some cousins?
Uncle and. Is that cousins? Yeah. Second cousins when an uncle has children.
It's a first cousin.
They're not nephews. No, it's not. Wait. Yeah, it is. Wait.
First cousins. If it's your parents' immediate relative and they have kids, it's a first cousin.
Why am I confused about this?
Because it is confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cousins, which just bundles of joy, cute little twin boys.
Do they speak English?
So they speak both French and English.
Man.
Makes me feel
like... They're like a third your age and way smarter.
It's so frustrating. it's frustrating when it's adults.
Yeah.
But when it's a child who asks... So one of them asked me, Brandon, do you know any Belgian words? I'm like, what are Belgian words? And he starts speaking French. I'm like, oh, French words.
Yeah.
And then I took French in high school.
Yeah.
So I was throwing out, you know... My pomme de terre, which is either apple or potato.
Yeah. you know it's a word, but not which, but the definition.
Well, no. Okay, so pomme is apple.
Uh-huh.
And pomme de terre is, oh, fucking A. I need way more confidence in this. Oh, so my God. I gotta get in there. And I'm wondering, you know, when you Google search stuff, are you real excited as you get closer and closer to it to see if someone else has looked it up? You know, predictive?
Yeah. Yeah. I assume most of my inquiries are not particularly odd.
Yeah. Right. And just a quick French status check. Palm is the word for apple.
Nice.
So shut up. I do know some
So
words.
What is pomme de terre? Is that like apple pie?
No, that's a potato.
I don't understand French.
Did you take Spanish then?
Yeah, I took Spanish.
And you also have lived in Los Angeles
for
5 years?
4 years? 4 years.
What you got?
Como está? Taco.
Yep.
Burrito. Quesadilla.
Are you really going to flare up these... Chipotle menu items?
Yeah, that's about honestly, that's the amount of Spanish I need.
Chipotle levels, long as you can say a bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can throw out no bean.
Yeah, no beans, please.
It's so much easier to refute things in another language than to accept them or request them.
I feel like if I went to like a real Mexican restaurant where the entire staff is Hispanic, And their native language might be Spanish. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I said like gracias or de nada or like some word in Spanish to them, I feel like I would be rude. I feel like that's rude because I don't know Spanish, so I don't even want to try to imply that maybe.
Yeah.
They could feel more comfortable with me as a customer. Like they could start saying things in Spanish.
Right.
I don't want to imply that there's any possibility of me knowing anything.
So,
but I also feel like I don't want to like be me. Like, I feel like that's a little like that's like a dick move.
It's condescending.
It's a little condescending. Mm-hmm. Like, I know two words, and I'm going to make you feel comfortable right now.
I made that mistake so many times. So one of the first Dutch words that I think a lot of people told me how to say thank you. Uh-huh. They were understanding that I was new to the area, that I'd never been there.
Right.
And they were like, okay, so dankjewel is the way that you say thank you. And it was kind of interesting because I think that when you're new to an area, people are assuming that others are going to be helping you a lot.
Right.
So you should probably thank them.
Right.
And when I would do that, it would spark the next phrase being in Dutch. It was like, come on. Yeah. Dankjewel. Gibberish.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Yeah. And you're like, nah, man.
So
I got nothing.
We're going to have to start from where you started.
Yeah. That's why I don't even bother.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks. You know what thanks is, probably.
Yeah, right. And if it's mostly in your facial expression anyway. It's mostly in your mannerisms. Like, it's like a formality to say.
If I'm not waving you away like you're like a slave or like a peasant or something, get away from me. Bring me my burrito.
I was going to mention, I don't know. I feel like there's a bit of a slave type thing at your authentic Mexican restaurant going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was very fulfilling. I'd never traveled. Got the passport and stuff like that.
Yeah, this required you to get a passport.
It was a whole to-do.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my first airplane ride 3 years ago. And
no.
Yeah. To visit
to
you.
Year?
To visit you, yes.
Wow.
That was the first time that I was on an airplane.
Huh.
I wore a tie.
You did. You wore a tie when you flew to Amsterdam as well.
I wore a tie when I
flew. Because you stopped at my house.
Because you got me one.
I did for your birthday.
You be spoiling me.
I do.
You're wrong. ain't nobody going to love me as much as you love me, Josh. So sad.
I got you socks, too.
And guess who's wearing them?
You wearing them?
I've got almost a Josh outfit on right now. Got a t-shirt.
If I had bought you those pants.
Which, I'm going to recommend pants to you.
Okay.
J Brand. They've got some neat colors.
J Brand?
Mm-hmm.
It's called J Brand.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's such an annoying name. Like, don't put brand in your name. There are so many words that you can't name your company or product, and people just break the rules.
J Brand.
Mm-hmm. They have a sale.
They do have a sale. The little pink jean. It's a woman.
Yeah, J Brand. So sometimes you just go to an outlet website and they have, you know, their product photography, and you get to the women's section or they show you that, and you're like, are people that small? Is there something like?
Oh, right.
It's like the tiniest thing.
This is the tiniest human being I've ever seen.
That's what I mean. You're like, there should be a realistic mode. Realistic mode on just a toggle.
Can I see this in a real human? Right, exactly. A real human. These jeans, how much? Okay, so I clicked on the woman on the front page, which is probably a mistake. These are $200 pants, man.
I said they're on sale. Josh, I don't think clothing is going to enter a three-digit range.
Oh, my God.
For casual wear for a while to come.
So what are the pants?
These were like $60.
Yeah. So what are the ones you bought? Do you know the name?
Yes. Kane.
Kane. Like Kane from the WWF?
I was thinking Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
Is there a Kane? No, that's Kano.
Kano.
With the eye thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had like lasers in his eyes or something, right?
Kano is Terminator.
Yeah, kind of. But did he have arm? Were his arms like swords or something? Or was that a different guy? But like they were like not. He had like
knives in his thing.
Knives in his
completely different person.
Is that okay? Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Baraka.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Which is also
because and he also had he had teeth that were he would
sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth, right?
Type of thing. Which is definitely when you think of sharp teeth. That is not enough of a description of that mouth situation.
Yeah. All right, these look like nice.
I think that you would enjoy them. Put them on your butt, and you let me know how it goes.
These are very nice.
Did you find the sale ones though? We're not. Spending.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking at the price.
I cannot encourage you to spend.
I'm not spending $176 on pants.
Yet, we will get there once our Slack starts taking off and we get this app off the ground. I know. I see your Swift book. Where is it?
It's on the internet.
Oh, you're
the J list. I should buy this should be my
yeah.
I should only purchase things from this company. From J brand. I should only listen to J Cole and only wear pants from J brand. They have clothes. They do have clothes. Mm-hmm. Like I guess upper body clothes.
Oh, like shirts?
Shirts, sweaters.
I don't mix the two. Top and bottom is a completely different approach.
Mm-hmm.
I get my bottoms from somewhere. Get my sockies.
Your sockies?
My sockies. My sock drawer lately is it's so colorful. It's like I can go with tacos. I can go with nice plaid.
Uh-huh.
I can go with a nice checkered pattern.
Tacos?
I have some taco socks. Yeah.
You know that taco emojis. You got that taco emoji, right?
Oh, my goodness.
There's taco emoji, and then pretty soon you'll have middle finger emoji.
Really? Middle? They sanction that?
I can send... I'm running undisclosed future software on all of my devices. I could send you middle finger emoji right now.
Would it show up?
I don't know. I'm gonna try.
The best...
I think I've sent them to you before, and I don't know if they came in correctly.
Oh. You know, sometimes I like when... So on Slack sometimes or other messaging apps, you have the emoji, and then you have the skin tone after it, and sometimes they both don't render. Oh. It happens on Facebook sometimes too, where you just have an emoji and then like a color after it. And it's like, oh, this person's trying to be...
Like it's hand.
It's a hand.
It's his hand, but then it says in within colons brown.
Yeah,
really.
It'll say skin tone -5, or it'll just be a square that's brown because the CSS or the like is not processing the colored emoji correctly.
Right, because they're sending it from like an iPhone or something.
So yeah, I think what happens is you send it from your iPhone onto like the Facebook web app or something like that.
Right,
and it just. Parses out.
I just sent you three middle fingers because I like to send you three. Oh,
this is what's going on when this happens. I was wondering. I thought you were just trying to be clever, Josh. I haven't been getting several of your emotions.
Well, what does it say?
It's just three question marks. It's like it's like a Mario like question mark.
Oh,
and then the darkest brown, which you are not.
Yeah,
I'm not. It's okay. I once I knew the skin tones were going to be introduced, I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone is going to be black now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, on my undisclosed future software.
So he is keeping the NDA in check.
Yeah, I don't know if there's necessarily an NDA. I don't remember signing anything.
Yeah, but you remember clicking agree. That 53-page document.
Sure. I click agree every day with Apple. I don't know when it means something or not.
So we're coming over later. Going to install some cameras.
Yeah.
Agree. I want this new software.
Yeah. But future software. Future software love sounds. Yeah. It's just Timbaland's new
need to parody that entire album and do Weird Al-like replacements and talk about software releases and keynotes and feature requests.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking at J Brand pants, the Orton Leather Moto.
Okay.
Which is a lambskin leather pant, which I didn't know you can make leather out of lamb.
Uh-huh.
With articulated moto detailing at the knees and thighs.
Okay.
Zippers sit above and below the jean style front pockets.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Could you link me to that?
I'll send it to you.
We'll put that in the notes. It's a very special pant.
Yeah. With the zip fly.
You know, the holidays are coming up, and if any listeners are feeling you know, feeling like you want to, you know, be a sponsor on the old things are going to happen.
Yeah, these are, by the way, $1,350 pants. that do come in my size.
Oh, hooray.
Well, I don't. Okay, here's a question.
Yeah, ready. These pants are ridiculous. These pants are Kanye West.
Yeah,
like they are pants in that.
You know, and I assume. Realm. Okay, so it says size 34. I'm a 34. Yeah. Theoretically, I'm a 34. I'm a theoretical 34.
You gotta fill in those holes.
Yeah, like I could squeeze into a 34.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
But there's no inseam.
What is it?
So there's no length.
Oh yeah, right.
Did you get it hemmed? So does it just come long or short?
What did I do? I think you might select the inseam on checkout.
Well, there's only two of these left in stock. I better hurry up and purchase.
You better get in
there. The Orton leather. I don't see anything about inseam.
Yeah, I think they're just hoping.
There's no. I get free domestic shipping. I mean, I better for $1,300 pants.
I really just couldn't imagine someone clicking order on this.
These are. I mean, there's only two left, so they either only made two, or they've sold so many of them.
I'm really into this dude's shoes, though. I don't know if I could pull them off, but
the leather. Yeah. The leather.
His ass looks ridiculous. This is a ridiculous pant, Josh. Like, and I'm not going to entertain it anymore.
Is it like too good?
It's glossy.
It is.
I mean, it's leather, but it's just a glossy bubble ass. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Think. I. You know. To each. If you want them, like, I will work out ways. I will increase my credit.
I'll also need to work out to fit into them. Yeah, like a lot. Like I would purchase it and then never be able to wear them.
Mm. Huh. No, what you do, this is an old trick, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You order something that's in an attainable goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then your incentive for the workouts is to one day wear that thing.
Yeah, I have a lot of that clothes. I have a lot of that clothes that at one point in time fit.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, man, I get to wear this wool suit. And then by the time I get to actually have a reason to wear that suit,
yeah,
I can't fit into it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Little buddy.
Yeah, my watch should tell me to move more. It does, actually.
Is there a setting? Is there a setting?
It does tell me, like, hey, can you get up? And then I'm like.
A friend of mine at work was talking about another coworker, because we have these desks that you can raise and lower.
Yeah.
And so the watch tells him when to get up and get down.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's talking about another coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And so this other guy has an iWatch. No, what's it
Apple
called?
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, yeah. And he listens to it pretty religiously.
Yeah.
So every 15 minutes, he gets up.
15?
That's what his setting is at.
I don't even... Can you change it? Because I would. Honestly, I would.
He said that what it is you're not... It. Something happens when you change the... When you change your posture or something like that every 15 minutes. I think it's more of a work thing than it is a health, like you should stand up more often thing. I think it was more of a, this could do something for your productivity because you'll save this for when you're standing, or you'll do this when you're sitting, and you'll like establish new habits or something like that.
A lot of times I'm playing Rocket League.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, you should get up. And then sometimes I get up and just keep playing Rocket League, standing in front of my couch. But most of the time I'm like, nah, man. I'm feeling it right now.
Any updates on Rocket League? Any new cars? What's going on?
There are new cars coming later this month.
Okay, good for us.
In 10 days.
It's a holiday miracle.
Yeah, I think I said this to you. I watch a lot of Rocket League GIFs. And YouTube videos of people who are way better than me.
Okay.
And then I'm a little jealous. I think maybe, you know, I told you recently that I was trying to figure out what I was doing with my life.
So, okay, I'm so glad that you brought that up because you saying that you spend a lot of time watching Rocket League GIFs and YouTube videos made me think of, well, Josh also recently told me that he's trying to think about what he's doing with his life.
Yeah, and maybe one of those options is becoming a professional Rocket League player.
Oh my God. I was going to say, maybe you could, you know, pick up that piano book or something like that.
Instead of watching Rocket League GIFs?
Just for half of the time that you watch the Rocket League videos. But if you want to just take this full time.
I think I could go full time.
Is there one dominating source of Rocket League videos? Like, is there like
Reddit? There's a subreddit.
Well, what I mean is, like, is there like one group that's like?
There seems to be like four groups.
Okay,
right. That are pro Rocket League.
Okay.
Teams.
Yeah, totally. And they have like,
and then each one of them has like their superstar.
Yeah, like the day nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those people, either. As when they're a part of the team, they're really good and they show off their talent. Or when they go one-on-one, they'll show off their crazy things. And
one-on-one just isn't that sexy, is it?
It's fun until you're losing. I actually play a lot of one-on-one Rocket League.
Okay.
Not because I'm particularly good at Rocket League.
But
I feel like I don't want to disappoint my teammate when I'm not playing well. Because they're in the. I should stop talking about Rocket League.
No. We are down.
This is the rat hole we're down.
This is a story, a show about our lives, man. We can't make it up.
Yeah.
You're playing Rocket League since the last time we talked, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. But I guess there's like a theory of. Like going up and down, like the kind of this consistency where you'll be playing really well for like a day or two, and then you'll have like your slump.
Yeah,
kind of like most sports people.
Yeah, right.
I almost said athletes, but
I was wondering why you didn't say athletes. I was going to correct you and say
most athletes, like us Rocket League players.
I was gonna say, how about you?
Okay. Most Rocket League, I mean, most athletes will have like their slump period where they're. Aren't playing to their fullest capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've definitely experienced my Rocket League slumps where I know I'm a better player than what I am playing. And
I want to know, like, games aside, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Googling this as I'm talking about it. And it's actually, this is pretty hard to look up the subject of, but do you have real disappointment or emotion attached to the feelings that your other players that are depending on you or whatever, like, do you feel anxiety? Like,
oh yeah.
So,
like, I am definitely first of all, I'm the kind of person
who... It's supposed to be fun.
It is supposed to be fun. But I'm also the kind of person who puts a little bit too much emotion into things. Like inanimate objects sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like a person who keeps things out of sentiment, but sometimes I will project emotion onto it. And I will also project... innately I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, right.
So when I'm playing Madden,
yeah,
and a player's playing poorly, yeah. I will in my head create the story that this person had like an emotional is having like an emotional time in their lives, and that's why they're not throwing the football very well. So when I'm playing Rocket League and I'm like I'm playing 3-on-3 or 2-on-2,
yeah.
And I'm playing poorly, yeah. I put a lot of emotional baggage into that. Or if the other person is playing poorly,
yeah,
it's on them. But I understand that maybe they're having
they're not having a good day.
Yeah, like the reason we were paired together is because we're of similar skill set.
Right, which is a real thing.
Which is a real thing. Yeah. It does match. And I'm a pretty low level, so I could be just getting all of the crap. It's like I was playing today before we met up, I was playing NBA 2K16.
Oh, yeah.
And I was playing online.
Yeah.
And because for some reason, a computer, like I'm good enough at video games where computers are just an unsatisfactory opponent.
Right.
So now I play online almost exclusively. Exclusively. Yeah. Even Madden, which I didn't used to do. NBA Rocket League.
Yeah.
So I was playing NBA 2K16, and I'm starting off my online career. So it actually says it assumes you are a poor player.
Yes.
Until you build yourself up the ranks. Mm-hmm. And I played five games.
Yep.
I played five non-complete games. I did not actually complete a game because people quit. And I'm slowly getting my level up to like the people who I'm actually competitive against. And it's the same thing with Rocket League, where it assumes you're not good.
Yes.
And then you have to prove yourself, yes. Which chess games don't do, which I've also been playing a lot of chess. Okay. Chess games assume a novice level ability, and then you either work your way down or up.
Okay.
I played a game of chess at a novice level, which is a 1200 level. And
there's a number?
There's a number. There's a number associated with it.
You are 1,200 good.
No. I'm much lower than that.
And the lower you get, the less
capable.
Difficult.
Less capable the computer is. Like the less moves, that's the fewer number of moves the computer is going to assume, and the more mistakes a computer is going to make.
Yeah.
Because it's not thinking as far into the future. The
word capable like damages me a little bit.
Yeah.
So the computer's not going to be capable
of
being as smart as it can be.
Yeah.
Because you're a dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way computer chess works. It will, at the highest levels, it will try to guess 80 to 100 moves into the future. Whereas a computer at my level, which is half of the novice level, which the lowest level in chess, at least the apps that I've been playing, is 400.
Yeah.
That's the lowest.
What is the scale?
I don't know. It's some scale some German guy made up. But the scale is like the 1200 is the minimum number ranked or number, whatever this number is, for a novice, so a beginner, more or less. I am less than 600, so I'm not even half. I'm not even halfway to the novice level.
It's like, it's like we need to go over the fundamentals of planning.
There's a little bit of that.
How does it make you feel?
Real dumb.
Do you want to get better at chess?
Yeah, that's why I've been playing a lot of chess.
Okay.
So I'm playing against the computer opponent.
Yeah.
That assumes maybe one or two moves in the future.
Which is very low,
thinking into the future, because I'm not even thinking two moves into the future.
Oh, come on.
I've been getting better. My rank has been improving because I've learned, okay, if I do this, this will happen, then this will happen, then this will happen, then this will happen.
Right.
And then sometimes, because the computer is not thinking that far in advance, I'll make a move with the assumption that this will happen. It doesn't happen.
Right.
And then that's how I win, because I'm thinking further ahead in the future than the computer.
I've never broken chess down this much, but it definitely seems like there's a much clearer pathway to getting better at it, because I look at it as just a large, like, unpacked thing that I don't think I need to get better at chess, but if I wanted to, I wouldn't understand the way to do it.
Until you play a lot of chess.
Right, but I've never thought of the how many moves am I thinking into the future. It's mostly at the end of the game that I do that.
Oh, right.
Like, I don't do it at the beginning, because I just, there's,
You just move the pieces. Yeah, exactly.
Move the pieces and then like try not to get your queen captured.
Right.
Which I do every time. It is a wonder that I've won any chess game.
Yeah.
I don't think I've won one. You and I have started to play a couple of them.
Yeah.
With the
Tiny game chess. Center. Yeah.
Which is still your move, I think.
Is it?
It might be. I might be thinking.
I think you have a letterpress game too.
Oh, yeah. Which, so screw you, hate you in letterpress.
Why?
Because you like fish it out as if you don't have like great words or something like that. You make me think that you're not having a good game or something like that. And you definitely, I'm positive there's been like, I've been feeling like a baller, like just bam, like eight letter word, nine letter word. And then it's like that for most of the game. And then we get to the end and you just sploosh everywhere with like a quiz of a done.
Yeah.
And I lose.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like throwing my phone across the room.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Cause well, I don't want to buy you a new phone.
Okay. Well, so maybe we both have some emotional gameplay. Now.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit. You said that you were the medic in, what do you play?
Planet Side.
Planet Side.
Yeah. Cause I want to save lives.
But if you don't save the life, do you kind of like, oh man, that guy's having a bad video game day?
Well, no, because then I'm like, why didn't you saw me standing there?
Okay, right.
There's I feel like
it's a two-way.
You know I exist here, even though realistically, no one knows. no one's really paying. Like when you're playing a game like PlanetSide, unless you're really good, you're not paying attention to the world around you. And
so this is not chess. This is not
chess. But I was going to say with chess, as I've gotten better at chess, I've gotten better at other games.
That's neat.
Like when I've been getting better at chess, so then I've been getting better at Madden, which to equate chess play with Madden is a little weird.
I don't think so. I've been gaining a little new respect for sports recently.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems...
I have beaten enough people at Madden by playing the chess game in my head of you expect me to do this
right
because it's this situation
right
but I can see two steps into the future and I'm going to change what you expect me to do and then I win I'm able to complete a pass or do something
right
because I'm looking into the future because chess has taught me to start looking into the future.
And then you can stand up and go, oh, 100. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do that so much because usually I'm sitting in my house alone with like listening to the Savage Lovecast on my phone.
Yeah. Is that where things are?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
You Overcasting?
Yeah.
I've finally switched out of podcast app into Overcast.
The official Apple podcast app?
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
A switch like that, I don't know. Apple Music came out and you just dropped your shit and just moved.
It did. Day zero.
It takes me so long to move into like a new system that I'll keep both going simultaneously.
Yeah.
And I know that you've probably lived in that nightmarish hell of like, well, I'll just keep some of my shows over here. I'll finish listening to all the shows I have downloaded in one. And then I'll start to use the other. But they automatically update.
Yeah.
So you just get the new show. It took me like 2 months to get over the switch.
Yeah, I just switched.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah, I switched. There's an app.
Did you have like playlists and stuff?
No, I'm not a big playlist person.
Okay, never
mind. But there are apps. There wasn't a app that would switch you over from RDO or Spotify to Apple Music. And
There was one that I used for Spotio to RDO.
Yeah.
Spotify to RDO. That was called Respin. Is that the one you're thinking
of? No. This was a very specific. I should look it up.
Okay.
I paid for it. It was like $4 or something.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And I think it's very, it's actually a pretty terrible name. It's called Move to Apple Music. That is the name of the application.
Not Movely.
Not Movely.
Not Playlist.
Yeah.
Upper.
Yeah. No, it's called Move to Apple Music. And
I think that's still better than JBrand or Smartwater.
It's $5. And it basically will load your Spotify or RDO info.
Yeah.
And then try to connect all that to Apple Music. So it'll Excuse load your playlists.
Me, for $5, you're going to do it. You're
well, if the music's not on Apple Music, then it can't.
Then why are we switching?
I didn't have any.
That's a dumb question.
I didn't have any issues, but the 4,344,700 songs have been imported in the first 74 days of Apple Music using this application.
Right.
And I'm sure I am responsible for a few thousand of those.
I believe that. So, wait, Apple goes out and hunts this music down then?
What this app does.
Go ahead.
This app seems to hunt it down.
What's the name of the app again?
Move to Apple Music.
Okay. I'm still...
You're still on the RDO.
Yeah.
I still have RDO installed, only to...
just like a whole lot less messages. Well, we communicate differently now for music.
With the Slack.
That's been working out.
Yeah.
Got the preview.
Are we using Slack correctly? I only have Slack with you because I don't have a team.
Right. So there are public Slacks.
Are there?
Yeah. But it's kind of...
It's like a chat room in 2000?
Yeah,
in 2000.
Like a chat room, yeah. But we are using it. We haven't started to... If you could just imagine trying to build something with the people in our Slack rooms,
yeah,
then you would immediately see the benefits.
Well, are we going to start building something with our Slack room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because when you invited me to Slack, you said, this is for a new project. Mm-hmm. And then that new project was sending GIFs back and forth.
We have to get good at the basics first. Slack is truly, it's one of those innovations that's so not an innovation.
Messaging.
Yeah. What if people could send messages to each other? And like, there's too much of that. What do you mean?
There's a lot of that.
They added formalities and guidelines that just weren't as obvious, and now it's I can't imagine that this was the intention, was to have a platform that lots and lots of companies would use and find useful.
Yeah.
It seems like they were trying to solve a specific problem that they were probably having internally. Right. I'm not sure where it'd be interesting to read maybe Slack's About Me page, because I don't know how they were founded. But it's such a – we don't need more channels of communication. But what Slack did was eliminate a lot of them. And I think it's hard to do – it's hard to eliminate things that people use. I think Apple Music was something hard to do. Like music services, there's so many, like making a new one. But then you had you and I talking about we should maybe – like, what would be the challenges in making a music service, and what would make ours more interesting than another's? Like,
yeah.
Noon Pacific is really slick and cool.
Yeah.
But is it anything new?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just mixtapes. It's mixtapes.
Yeah. It's Majestic Casual. It's the same conversation that we had a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mixtapes with design and an app. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but it's no different than like handing your buddy a CD,
right,
with 12 songs on it, because it is still only 10 songs,
right?
Yeah,
the content doesn't change, but the delivery does.
And, yeah,
yeah. So what a cool thing about Slack is the integrations to other stuff,
mm-hmm.
And so when we get a GitHub,
mm-hmm.
which I will do, we're gonna. I don't know, and I don't even care if we build like a page about farts or something like that. I mean, you've got your Swift going. I think it's important that I not only do work for 12 hours.
No, I totally get it. Yeah, absolutely.
You're a part of that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you can integrate with GitHub, and like every time you commit, it can like go into the, it'll like
Brandon committed this code or or forked this thing.
Right. We have a beautiful scenario in which I use three services that lets a Slack channel know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's the ticketing and project management software called Assembla. So when someone opens a ticket for work to be done, you know about it. And then there's the GitHub integration, which, you know, with the commits. And then there's something called Worker, which is a build and deployment tool, I guess. What it does is upon GitHub commit, Worker will see that commit and build and deploy the page to a place where you can see it. So you have the full circle of work.
Yeah.
But no one is sending an email.
Yeah. No one has to. Because you can just work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's and I don't think any part of Skype could handle that. I don't think any part of email could really handle that in a useful archival way because you have other emails in the way. Like it needs to be in a siloed place.
Yeah. No, I wish I had and I mean obviously we're vaguely talking about making something, but I wish I had a team of in my work of of film editing, I wish I had people that I could use Slack with. Because it seems like it's because I use Dropbox and there's a Dropbox integration where if I upload something to Dropbox, I can just drop the link in and it'll go through and you can see all these things.
Hell yeah. Wait, why don't you use Slack here?
Because it's just me. No. I'm going to Slack with myself.
No, Slack with your managers. And
it's just and really it's just me in the end.
Brandon, I am the CEO.
Well,
it's Slack with your manager. Like, I'm the manager. Well, it's Slack like with the people that you're managing. I'm managing myself.
Yeah, it's just me alone in this room.
Well, listen, I'm having a good time Giphying your name.
Oh, my God. If you Giphy J. Cole. And see, I think him and I would probably get along. You know, his hair right now is not too dissimilar from mine.
No.
It's natural.
And let's be candid here. Good friendships start at the hair. It starts out of respect for the top of the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you got that, the high top fade starting to come in.
Oh man. I wish you could have saw.
You were killing it in Amsterdam, I assume, right?
My goodness. I got my head chopped by this Romanian dude.
Yeah.
The way he grabbed my forehead, it was, I hadn't been touched like that since I got my hair cut at this place called Brothers. Which, really, you're going to call your place, you're going to call your black barbershop brother? Okay. But yes, I realized that I had missed this, like, detail of the haircut that I didn't even, that I don't even get in, when I come down to LA. Like, I need to find my barber.
Yeah.
Like, we've had so many conversations about this. Like, I'm still on the hunt for underwear and barbers. Like,
MeUndies no longer.
I have them. When the MeUndies day of underwear comes up, I'm like, God damn it.
Is it a subscription?
No. Oh, it's just like in the drawer, you know, as the days go on. And
you're like, oh, damn it.
I'm out of the others that I was very impressed with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you did me a solid with the ties and the socks, but you probably... Is it weird for friends to buy friends' underwear?
Yeah.
Ah, come on. Yeah.
I mean, it's because it's so specific. That's like true. A tie is a tie. You're going to wear it in a way, in a particular way, and I can know what you're into. I know you're in a colorful ties of a particular pattern.
Right.
And I know you're going to want to wear a sock that goes with it.
Yep.
But that's not like a comfort thing.
Right.
It's
an aesthetic. It's you like seeing what I've liked and then following that and also crafting. Like, that stuff was good, so.
Yeah, you know. And I don't know what necessarily what underwear you like, fit.
We know what I don't like.
No, you don't like.
Talked about it at length.
But I don't know the fit. I don't know the, like... And it's not like a thing. Like, there's
for my underwear to leave me alone. MeUndies underwear does absolutely not do that.
And there's no like self selfishness where you can wear a tie that I bought you, and I go, I bought that tie.
Yeah.
If I buy you underwear,
I have to tell you.
Yeah, you have to go, like, hey, I'm wearing those. And then it's weird.
And then do I tell you every time that I'm wearing your underwear?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't expect you to tell me every time you wear the socks, but if we're hanging out, if you have. And if we're hanging out and you go, hey, look, and then you pull up your pants a little bit, and you go, I go, But, like, if you were wearing the underwear that I bought you and you pull down your pants a little bit, that's weird.
So you can pull up the pants to show off the things your friends buy.
Yeah.
You cannot pull down your pants to show off the things your friends buy. That's total rules. I think that makes sense.
Now, if it's your lady, your special lady,
and
you bought her underwear.
Does she have to be special?
I mean, if you're going to spend.
Yeah. If I'm buying underwear. Like,
yeah. It's not just some girl you just met at the bar last night. Like, hey, bae.
Would that be? I would like to pose an exercise where you try to do a pickup at a bar, and which is like definitely like that's like step one. That's like hard to do. In my opinion, it's hard to do. But you have like a present at your apartment, like, waiting. Like, so I got this for you.
That's so crazy. But that's like I have a thing.
Yeah, right.
That's like I have a sexual thing.
Right.
That I want you to wear this.
Mm-hmm. Within.
Now.
24 hours of meeting.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. But I interrupted.
Saying, if you have a special lady and you buy her underwear, she might pull down her, to show you.
Right. Well, it's like.
But that's like a, that's like. Here's something you can take off later.
Uh-huh. Right, absolutely. I haven't had the pleasure yet of purchasing underwear. I think it's. I imagine it fills you with like the naughtiness, the satiation of being naughty. Like, I'm buying this for someone. Can you take it off for me later? It's like a creepy little. You get to be creepy.
Yeah, about you get to be creepy.
Yeah,
I've never done it either. So.
Permission-based creepiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
she's terrible, terrible pop filters.
All right. It's all right.
We've got new projects that we want to do. One of them is maybe a new show.
Absolutely.
At least I have an idea for a show, and that might require me to buy new things because I like to buy new things.
There's nothing quite like starting a project to give yourself a go ahead to buy some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I got to build this chair. I need me a new drill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to be, well, actually, I do not like the I need to buy something part of a project because it starts that swirl. Of reviews.
Oh, the reviews.
And the trying to get an opinion from someone you trust, and they don't tell you the thing that you want to hear. So you just like ignore it and do what you wanted to do anyway. And you knew that was the bad thing to do. So now you got to go back and do what that person suggested.
Yeah. I felt this recently. We've got very nice microphones.
We do.
And you can hear me
rub on it.
Rub on the microphone. We've got very nice microphones. However, the people we respect in the podcast world do not review this microphone when they review this microphone.
What?
It's sort of a non...
It's a non-contender.
It's a non-contender, which makes me go, well, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
We're on episode 17.
Yeah.
Should I change? Or I have a new idea for a show. Is this
going to continue?
Yeah.
Should I continue in this direction?
Yeah, and should I buy a better one?
So, it might.
I mean, I should definitely buy new pop filters because these are pieces of shit.
They're ruining the flow, Josh.
Yeah, they just keep falling. I mean, this one hasn't fallen yet. Mine hasn't, but yours has.
I think I knocked it with my hand.
Yeah, but if you knock it with your hand, if that's...
It's one of those delicate things when it all falls apart if the wind isn't blowing just perfectly.
The stand falls, the whole thing. The mic just like disintegrates into dust.
Yeah. I think it really just boils down to can you get to the fun part of the project?
Yeah.
I think you can get there with what you have. Uh-huh. Like, will it... be more? Will the new show be more fun with different microphones?
It'll probably be the same,
right? So yeah. Just start there. I mean, yeah, start there because I mean I think the show is so much more exciting than the microphones
that are. I don't know. I like microphones. I like things.
So can that be the first subject of Josh's new show?
Microphones?
Yeah, exactly. Get a microphone expert in.
Oh my God, I would love a microphone expert.
You would? I mean, that's practically what Dan Benjamin had on his show was a sound guy.
That's true.
But I think getting into the particulars of microphones actually could be fun to listen to. So we haven't mentioned what your new show is about. I feel like maybe we could give it a context with.
I don't really know what it is yet.
Well, it has to do with you playing a lot of Rocket League and wondering what you're doing with your life.
Well, there is a lot of what am I doing with my life?
I think that's baked that's baked into a lot of the things that people, a lot of creative endeavors.
I think the creative person has a lot of the what am I doing with my life conversations.
Definitely.
I think the existential crises is baked into being a creative person.
I haven't heard it put that way, but I would definitely agree.
I think even the most accomplished artists have changed their, not necessarily their medium, but their way of doing things in an attempt to say, is this the thing I should be doing?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's also, there's a much more nougaty, vague center of accomplishing it because you don't know that you have when you have.
Yeah.
I think that there's definitely a process, like there's a part of the process where you've actually done what people are going to appreciate about what you've created.
Right.
And you just go well beyond, or at least I have a habit of going well beyond, like, no one cares about the thing that I'm working on 6 hours after I've gotten the main idea.
Right.
But, I mean, the main idea is you want to learn about people's approach to their expertise to craft.
Well, that's one thing. But it's also, I have a lot of questions in the world.
Yeah.
Like
I do like your first question. Or at least the Facebook conversation.
Oh, yeah. There's just, the people have, I have a lot of questions in the world. And I think these questions come from the fact that people on the internet voice their opinions a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like people just voice their opinions to like a blank wall. Mm-hmm. And then somebody retorts with their opinions without asking questions of the previous person's opinion.
It's not, it doesn't look like a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. People have outrage. People have things they're getting angry about.
Yeah.
And yet no one's really asking them the nuanced questions about the thing they're passionate about.
Yeah.
So I had the idea of maybe asking these people the questions about a specific, thing.
And is it only outrage? Because I can see that for positive things too. Like people like post like a thing of, this is a wonderful, check out this wonderful thing. And there's no questions about it. There's just the appreciation of it.
Yeah. Well, for me, I have a lot of questions about things in the universe.
Okay.
And a lot of those things have, my watch just told me to stand up, by the way.
Do you want, you can do it.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But I have a lot of questions in the world. Yeah, I'll skip this one. I have a lot of questions in the world, and I want to understand another person's point of view. Because that only is either going to help me form my own point of view or create a new point of view or something.
Yeah. You get a new lane to to exist in for a moment or for however. Actually, once you're introduced to someone's point of view, there's no going back to before that time.
Yeah.
No matter what, that will influence how you think about this particular subject.
Yeah.
Be it negative, be it positive, be you agreeing, be you disagree.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun experiment.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's going to be like, there are plenty of shows that exist in the universe about, let's talk about politics as a whole, or let's talk about a candidate as a person, or let's talk about this broad topic of, let's talk about gun control, let's talk about abortion, let's talk about this thing. Whereas I want to talk about the thing within a thing within a thing. Like,
right.
There are a lot of shows that talk about feminism, but I want to talk about this specific thing in the universe of that. Because I find nuance much more interesting than broad topics.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that you want to get into the grittiness of it. You don't want to study the subject. You want to study how it affects the person that's passionate about the subject.
Yeah. Yeah. And why you have, what are the things that led you to this belief, or what are the things that you actually truly believe? I am outraged at this thing. Okay. I get you're outraged about this thing, but why?
So I think what'll happen is you'll probably need to get that person to a certain level of honesty that's actually going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if you talk to them about something that they're passionate about, they might have a certain level of protection.
Yeah.
And so this might put people in a vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, you've got shows that do that, you know, the Marin and, actually I think that's one of that might be one of the only shows that evoke emotion in the way that it does. Mm-hmm. I don't know of many others. I bet there are, but it's like the Oprah of things. Like you want to be Oprah.
Well, I would love to be Oprah.
Yeah. We would all love to be Oprah.
I'd love that. Like a Stedman and a Gale.
You
you could be my Stedman.
I'd be Stedman. I'll Stead your man. For sure. I'm excited. Maybe we can work on that in the Slack.
Yeah.
Or we can create a new channel in the Slack.
Oh, we can create all the channels.
And you and I can just suss it out, you know, groom it up a bit, and then we can, you know, put it out into general when it's ready.
Yeah.
When it's baked up.
Yeah. It's not.
Has risen.
Yeah. It's not random.
Right. No.
It's general.
Right. So we create a new channel.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Josh Wants You to Potentially Cry. Because he doesn't get why you give such a big fuck about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, basically.
I would like to see that unfold. Do you think you'll do recording method, you know? How will you get a distance person, or will they be local at first?
Well, they'll probably be local at first, because I'll need to really figure out how to get there, like the format, how do I get a person to feel comfortable?
Yeah, as this idea started to get, you know, more and more concreted.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, oh no, man.
like let's take an example that I probably wouldn't do, because by the time I actually get to creating the show, this person should be irrelevant.
Yeah.
But how do I get somebody, like, something I don't understand in the universe are people who are true to God Donald Trump supporters.
Right.
And like, sure, there are plenty of shows that, like, maybe somebody comes on and says, I like Donald Trump because of this. But I want to get in, like, let's get into, like, what do you really believe?
Right. And it's like, but you also didn't want to do, like, a political thing. This is about your values.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So how do I get this person to really talk about the things they're actually concerned about, and how they view the world more broadly? And the real difficulty is to try to not do it in a way that's judgmental. If I bring on someone who's a Donald Trump supporter,
how do I, as a host, say, well, you're probably a little bit racist, right? Like, you like Donald Trump.
I was going to mention, like, you've already done it. Like, you've already damned them by, like, kind of specializing them.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to get a Donald Trump supporter, as if they're rare.
Yeah. Which is why this is probably not – this particular kind of person is not somebody I'd bring on the show, but it's an example of, like,
right.
If I brought a Donald Trump supporter on and I already have an opinion – and I don't understand why you would be that. Mm. I'm already adding a lot of prejudice to you.
It's the way that Jon Stewart can have someone on his show that he does disagree with, but there's still a high amount of respect going on.
Yeah.
So
And I'll allow you, you know, he allows you to say the things that you say, and he will immediately go, well, that doesn't make sense.
Right. But it still gives you the stage to do it.
Yeah.
But you also don't – I mean, he might not be a good example because he was very argumentative. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're just going to – all you're going to do is provide the stage and ask these questions that people aren't asking these people.
I feel like as this show is formed – it's going to be a show where I ask why and wait, I don't understand. Can you explain that further? Because I don't understand how that is the thing you're saying right now.
Right. We all use a lot of the same words, but somehow the ones that you strung together aren't working for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck, man. I would like to help in any way, and I will lend all the swords. I would like to be a guest. If you should look through my Facebook history or something like that and find any passionate folk. I will do it. I don't think you should be hunting back there. Don't go. Actually, in fact, I'm going to defriend you from Facebook.
Yeah.
No, that's what makes any type – when we start talking about the details, that's the fun part of it. I think that's the only thing that someone could really
– yeah.
Enjoy like so many things in your life are surface level. So,
I mean, we
answer the hard questions.
Yeah, I like the hard questions. I would love for someone to identify a thing that they don't understand that I believe, and to ask me the hard questions. And really, I think by asking the hard questions, you can actually understand your own points of view,
right. Yeah, so many things are not clear, or so many things can be made more clear when you have to explain them to someone that you think is unfamiliar with them.
Yeah, if somebody were to ask me, you know, a thing that I'm known for in my group of friends, like I'm the Apple guy. Why do you like Apple?
Right.
If I were to get into the nitty gritty of it, I might discover things about my beliefs that I don't even know that I know that I believe or think.
Absolutely. I mean, you just really liked the shape of Steve Jobs' head.
He's got a good head.
He's got a great skull, great cranium.
Yeah.
Just so shiny.
Yeah. And he had a good beard.
He had a pretty good beard.
I can't do that, so maybe that's why I like Apple.
It's an envy thing.
Yeah. I have something on my list here of things that I eventually want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And one of them being that I still haven't gotten my coin. Did you ever get a coin?
No.
Did you ever pay for your coin?
No, I never ordered it.
I definitely did.
So my friend dropped a coin the other day. It was so hilarious because it went exactly the way that I thought it was going to go.
So you have a friend who has a coin?
Yes.
For those who are listening who probably don't know what a coin is, a coin was a Kickstarter project. That was this. It was going to be a credit card that you could put your credit card information into. So you can have up to three credit cards into the coin, and you could use this at restaurants. So you would only need to carry one credit card, but you would ostensibly be carrying three credit cards up to three credit cards, and you could be using you could use this at a restaurant or a store, and you can hand it to them, and you can choose the card you wanted to use. You have a card used for groceries, or you have a card that you use for business stuff, like a dinner or something. You could use this. You can select the card, and you can hand it to somebody, and they can use it like a regular credit card. And this was going to be the future of wallets.
Mm-hmm. Right. It makes total sense.
It does.
Because it obscures one of the things that's built into it is it obscures the information that's visible on a credit card in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't be a waiter and take the credit card and then go to the thing and then write down the number and the security number, the code in the back and right. the expiration date. All you got were the last four digits.
Right.
And you swiped it and it went.
Which is probably how a card should come anyway.
Well, that is how Apple Pay and Google Pay yeah. work. But this was years before that. This was a good right. 2 years before Google Wallet
yeah.
or Apple Pay.
You know what I'm remembering, Josh? We might have talked about Coin on this podcast.
We probably did early on.
I think that you actually mentioned my Coin hasn't arrived yet. And it was over a year ago.
It may have been on the very first couple episodes we did.
At least the first two, yeah.
That or pre, release.
Mm-hmm.
I still get emails like, "Hey, you haven't activated your coin," and I email them saying because I never got it. And they're like, "Oh, we'll send it to you." And I go, oh, "Okay,
yeah, because that's what I would like.
I would prefer you to do that, even though I have no use for it anymore."
All right, so you ready? Are you ready?
So yeah, so you went out.
I went out. We were grabbing a bite, and a friend brings out a coin, and he's like, he's a lot like us actually. We would get along. We should hang out. Justin brings out his coin, and I'm like having this scenario play in my head. I can't tell if I want to tell you how it went or how I thought it was going to go. Whatever, they're the same thing. He brought out another card.
Okay.
And when the server came by, he said, "Hi, I'd like to play with my coin. But if my coin doesn't work, here's the card that I would like pay with anyway."
Wow. Is that how you thought it would go?
Yes.
I thought it would go, person hands the coin, the waiter walks away, 3 minutes walks back and goes, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
"Just use it. It's a credit card."
No.
And then it's like, "Well, no, you don't take that."
So, okay, so he's had it for at least a few days.
Okay.
Because now he has the training of, it's exactly what people feared about it was, I don't want to educate someone about what this is. Yeah. I just want to keep going with my life. This is supposed to make it easier. Coin right. convolutes the process so much.
Right.
But it doesn't fucking work. Because she came back and said, "Yeah, this card just didn't, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It also did not work.
Yeah.
And so I used your original card."
Yeah.
"So congratulations, you've just added another card to your wallet."
Yeah.
Like that, it's the worst kind of redundancy.
So,
but I mean, if it starts working, which I mean, things get better over time, you know.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten mine. And not that I'm.
I think that's the biggest bug.
Yeah, in your coin. It's not like I'm Elon Musk and I'm like a real tastemaker in the universe. Like, people can't start using the thing if people aren't getting them.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Pay works. I use it at Whole Foods every day, basically.
Damn. Well, that's.
And I'm sure if you were a Google Wallet person, you go to Whole Foods every day, it works just fine, or Trader Joe's or wherever.
So there's something finicky about the plastic world anyway, mm-hmm. about card swiping, card reading,
mm-hmm.
like the Square. Sometimes Squares don't read my real credit card.
Yeah.
I can only imagine if you have something that abstracts from the real card.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just another variable. It's another failure point,
mm-hmm.
and it's a big one,
mm-hmm.
because these things are finicky in the first place.
Yeah.
Apple removes that by having something that you scan. Like that's,
or it really, you do it. You and the reader, and this is reader as in the thing you used to swipe your card at. You two are interacting while the cashier is ringing stuff up or doing their thing.
Mm, right.
You get to interact with the device in your own little bubble
right.
until it either fails or it succeeds.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, it's just, was Coin solving the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have one, so you can't tell us yet.
I can't, well,
but my yet. First real life experience with it was exactly the fear that I think people talked about it in forums, or like, you know, I'm excited to get Coin, but I'm concerned about this.
Well, the promise of Coin was you go on a you travel somewhere and you don't have to take your real credit card. So you get mugged or say somebody takes your wallet or something, your real stuff would be
back
home.
Yeah.
And I could go to New York, I could take a coin and a driver's license,
right,
and that's all I would need to take, mm-hmm, because coin would work anywhere. But if it doesn't, if in that scenario, you're out at the dinner in New York and you only have your coin, how are you going to pay? If it fails.
Yeah. I do think that there is a willingness probably issue, a human issue of mm-hmm new things.
Yeah.
The serving industry has not changed in 40 years.
Not really, no.
So, there's this place that's like cash only. And I'm like, I will buy you guys an iPod. And I
thought Square about doing that. Like we used to go to JR's, J&J's, J&J's, and we'd want to get a cheeseburger.
Yep,
we have to have cash,
buddy.
I don't want to go to a place that has cash only. It's 2015,
Trifle City.
It's almost 2016.
It is. Oh, where is this year gone?
The past.
Yeah, it's all behind us.
Yeah.
But look at us now, on the other side. Emotional video game playing.
I put so much emotion. Like, sometimes I'll play Rocket League, and then I'll have, like, a bad play.
Yeah.
And it will, like, ruin my sleep.
Yeah. I think someone should interview. It sounds like your new project is a bit interviewy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if interview is the right word to use, but I think someone should maybe ask you first just to get the subtle, get some Josh nuance in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to give me some posy, Josh. You got to light up my fire. Actually, I know what mine is.
Oh, well, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Show tonight.
Yeah, we're going to show tonight.
It's going to be good.
You're coming with me tomorrow, too.
It's a Josh weekend.
Yeah.
It's one that I've needed.
Woo! Who we seeing tonight?
We're gonna go see Hiatus Coyote,
which is a band we talked about on an episode that has never and will never exist.
Oh no, that episode won't exist. Why not?
Well, because we never
finished. Oh yeah, we went over what part of that were we at? We were at like three awesome things happened this week.
Well, yeah, it was like,
and we were
like
fired up and jazzed.
Five awesome things happened.
Yeah.
And we were talking about them. And number 1/2 was Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah, damn it. And what ended up happening to the episode? Did we cut off?
We cut it off because we were doing it over Skype.
Oh, yeah.
And we just had connection working issues.
Yeah, geez. Did we get kind of far into it, though?
Yeah.
We could 16B.
16B side.
I don't think anyone's looking at our episode names.
When we say like, oh, it's episode 17, you're like, there's been 17 of these things?
I was actually kind of surprised. But is it because episode 16 isn't coming out?
Oh, I think 16 did come out.
So we got to go to 18 because 17 is in the, it's on the comp.
Oh. Yeah.
That keeps breaking. I need a new.
You do need a new computer.
So rarely does that phrase, like every like few years maybe,
mm-hmm,
4 or 5, 2 or 3, whatever.
Yeah.
I need a new computer, but it's bad.
Yeah.
That's not posy. Yeah, but I'm really excited to see Hiatus and then check out the Browns game tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two like very self-indulgent positive things, but they're so beacons of light.
Yeah, I have. I guess my posy thing,
and the fact that we're wearing the same shirt.
We are wearing the same shirt. That's from the last concert we went to.
That's like definitely top three posy.
Yeah,
sorry.
The two movies I've spent the last year working on.
Hell yes.
We have gotten to the point where we can actually submit them to the universe. First we've submitted to the Sundance Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't mean anything. We won't know if that means anything until December.
Mm-hmm.
But those are very exciting things in the universe.
Absolutely. You could have used Slack for those projects.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Boom.
I'm excited for the next big video project that I get to work on where I can use Slack as a communication tool.
Dude, you will like it. They will let you, they will love you for suggesting it.
Yeah.
And everyone will eat a chocolate sundae in the form of project managing and communication.
Yeah.
Those are definitely big wins. I'm really happy for you and your teams crossing that line of, are we ever going to send out a link?
Or are we ever going to finish it? That's kind of the question. Yeah. It's like, are we ever going to finish it to the point of like, you know, everyone has projects that have started and then never gone anywhere.
Right, of course. I think you need at least 10 of those before one of them gets done.
Sure.
It's a ratio thing.
Sure. And our projects are not necessarily finished, but to the point of they're finished enough where we are going to finish them, but now we can actually start.
You can start finishing them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. It's like it's not something we're like, are we ever going to finish this? Yeah, it's very much like we are definitely going to finish this, and we've worked so far on them that we're actually able to, you know, beta them to the universe.
Cheers. I'll sign an NDA, but I want in.
Yeah, I'll give you all the NDAs.
Okay. Well, Jay?
Yeah, man.